We're at the Raven Innovation Summit north of Sioux Falls at the Raven Innovation Center, and we're going to visit this morning with Ryan Molitor, Marketing Supervisor for Raven. Well, Ryan, this is a big event that you are holding annually now, and you've got a lot of your dealers, distributors, end users here, as well as some media folks like myself. You've got a big crowd here.
Yeah, this is actually a record attendance for us, and I think we have somewhere around 250 guests from all over the globe. We have people as far away as China and Australia, and then a lot over the U.S. and Canada as well. So we're really excited about the turnout that we've had this year, and it's a great chance for us to mingle with key customers and partners and collaborate with them on how technology and innovation can help solve our great challenge of feeding the world.
And technology obviously is changing quickly and changing fast. Now, you had an introduction of a new product here that you're excited about.
Yes, you know, based on feedback that we've had from our customers and our partners, we're excited to announce Viper 4. And Viper 4 is a new field computer for us. It's really going to help streamline and help our customers get better at managing data. And we think that that is very important. And again, that's what we hear a lot from our customers, ag retailers or growers. Data management is important. They want it on an integrated but simple to use platform. And we think that we really hit the mark with Viper 4.
And talk about some of the improvements over what you were offering before then.
You know, from a simplicity standpoint, just getting into a job is a lot easier. So in just a couple of clicks, they can be off and running. They can customize the interface based on just what they want to see. So if they're using it just for guidance and steering, they can customize what they see. They can switch between machines a lot simpler. So from a usability standpoint, our interface, which is the Raven operating software, we think that based on the feedback that we've gathered over the 10 or 12 years that we've been doing field computers, we've got a great operating software now.
Also, I talked last night about the OmniRow multi-hybrid solution in the planter and seeder controls area.
Yeah, and that's an industry first. There's patent-pending technology on there. And essentially what it allows growers to do is using our OmniRow system, not only can they do variable rate planting, but they can switch hybrids on the fly. And this is something that we have developed in conjunction with South Dakota State University. And we are very excited about that because it's an industry first. They can adjust on the fly what hybrid that they're using, and it's really going to reduce downtime in planting. So we know that they need that variability with hybrids, and to be able to do that on the fly versus having to stop and change things out, we're really excited to show that technology off.
Yeah. Give us an idea of, if you can, what's kind of in the pipeline here.
On the just kind of the overall product side, you know, we also announced a new partnership with AMW Machine Control for a water management solution. Our SmartTrax MD, which is a mechanical drive steering system that is capable of RTK level accuracy, so our grower customers can plant with it, is what we tell people there. So we've got a lot of new and exciting technologies that we're releasing this week, and based on the early feedback, our customers and our dealers and our OEM partners are really excited about what we have this week.